Good afternoon. Welcome to the Mike Albera Show. Let me start the timer. There it goes.
Welcome
hold
back.
On, did you hear that?
Just hold it.
What?
Who are you?
I'm Mike Albera.
Yay! He's back!
Tanned, rested, and ready for love.
I've never seen you in a better mood.
Yeah,
you
yes, look great.
You really
I
do.
Am.
You
I'm always good. In a great mood after my radio show.
105.9 The Edge.
105.9 The Edge, Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. Anyway,
yes. Your microphone dropped.
Sorry about that.
didn't catch that last
from
part.
From the Associated Press.
Yes, oh, a news item.
Affleck seeks a new voice for its spokes duck.
Wow.
Well, my agent sent me this, my new agent.
Oh, he's right on top of things.
And I wrote him back, thanks for the exclusive. Affleck is opening the field to people who want to take a quack at doing the new voice of the insurer's ever-abrasive duck mascot. Affleck has begun accepting submissions in the search for someone to replace Gilbert Gottfried, who was just ousted after voicing the duck for more than 10 years.
That's
and
plenty.
Voicing the duck, playing the Saturday night at Gabe's. You want to check that out. Great
because band. He made insensitive remarks on Twitter about the earthquake and tsunami in Japan. I believe one of the jokes was he lost his girlfriend or she broke up with him. Don't worry, he's going to Japan and one will float by anytime soon.
That was one of the tasteless
jokes. That was
jokes,
one of the tasteless jokes. Rather than hire another celebrity voice right away.
I remember those tasteless jokes, Mike. They were tasteless, especially the one about how the beach comes to you.
That was one of the jokes that got Gilbert Gottfried fired.
And that's, Mike, that's
we're
never
just stating
funny.
The fact.
That's right.
And it's way, way too soon.
It's
never,
too soon.
Never appropriate.
Right. Especially they haven't even gotten, they got this meltdown thing going
on. Exactly. Still working on that.
Affleck decided to solicit submissions from the public, said Chief Marketing Officer Michael Zuna. How'd you like to be that guy?
Yeah.
Michael Zuna?
He's got his hands full right now.
Chief Marketing Officer for Affleck.
Wow.
Talk about a guy. How much does that guy get his ass kissed on a daily basis?
Quite a lot, I would suspect.
All the time.
I mean, really, Affleck. All right, here we go. There are a lot of undiscovered talent. There's a lot of undiscovered talent in the U.S., Zuna said. Editing. I'm sorry. I don't have my glasses on.
Ah.
Are they in Florida? The glasses are in Florida, but we have Mike back.
He has said there's a lot of undiscovered talent citing shows such as American Idol.
Yes.
We're calling it America's Best Job. People interested will be able to submit a 30-second audio, yada bada yada bada.
Exactly.
It's a marketing.
Now and they want you to, I've seen the audition thing, and they want you to communicate different forms of emotion as the Affleck duck.
Oh,
like,
I
you
see.
Know, Affleck!
And what is that emotion? Thing.
I'm not sure, Rob.
I think
did
that was
joy. Did you send the tape in?
Pain.
Be honest.
That was pain.
No.
Okay.
My agent really got mad at me when I said, thanks. I wrote him back. I said, thanks for the exclusive. And he wrote back to me, hey, funny man. I think you and Rick Dees are the only two people in America that have the talent for this.
Wow.
And I'm like, I'm not sending it.
It's a quacking duck.
Well, the thing is,
I'm not sending it.
Mike always
on general principle.
I'm with
for
you,
years,
Jim. I hope you're listening to this podcast today. I'm not sending it
because a good agent has you go for the audition that 10,000 other people are applying.
10,000?
Yeah.
If there are 10,000, I'll punt you.
You have
because
a
the fact is, I think it's going to be more like 200,000.
Bonus show.
Probably.
The thing that's really exciting about that, Mike, is
yes.
that he looped you in with your favorite guy, Rick Dees.
Well, it's another one of his guys.
Yeah.
And let me before we even proceed one time,
yes.
I just want to say for Rob's sake,
yes,
because I'm almost as excited as if I went
I
there for Rob.
Yeah,
go Rams.
Yes,
Final Four. I just
pray. But please, I understand your enthusiasm. Don't encourage me.
I know. Power of prayer, though.
That's right,
Mike.
Power of prayer. Apparently, with the.
Do you know
opponents.
How long it's been since I've worn this?
You have your class ring.
I do.
It's basketball.
I know.
I don't know if you caught this, but he actually turned on the game on the wrong night.
Yeah. He did.
Of course, he did.
Well, that was Mike. It was a misprint on TBS's website.
He was so excited. Look what you've done. He's going to shout.
I'm all in on this.
I'm warning you.
TBS put the wrong day on the website. It's not my fault. I blame Ted Turner. I saw the game. I'm the best fan of all because I tuned in 24 hours early.
Affleck.
Ready to go. And I watched both games this weekend. They won both times.
You got it over AU. We don't have a theme, so I don't think.
I didn't know we had one either. Yeah. But here are the words. V!
See what you've done.
You! VCU! VCU! Go, Rams! Go!
I tried to warn you.
I'm all in. so into it.
Mike, 4 years, 8 semesters there. Never saw a Pep band. Never knew he had a song. I had to Google it.
We'll get to this in a second. I want to get to a whole segment about that, but
segment?
Before we start the show,
we have to.
We're all going to audition. I include Mark and RJ in this. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first because I have a read that I want to use for the Affleck duck.
All right, very good.
Rob Spiewak.
All right, Rob Spiewak. This is his audition.
Rob's audition.
It's more of a crow.
I think we're going to take it in a new direction.
That's the same.
Yeah.
That's the same the way he does his other
April.
Yeah, but you know what? You got something that works. Right. Stick with it.
That's inflection.
Back off the microphone and give it to me one more time. All right? But way off.
Way off.
Like way off.
By
off.
The car.
Yeah, like on Grand Avenue. Yeah.
Okay, now try it from Richmond.
Yeah, they heard me in Richmond. Go Rams, go.
It's pretty good. Oscar, go ahead.
This is going to be horrible.
No, it's going to be great.
Be fine.
State your name.
Oscar Santana.
Affleck.
Okay, very good.
That's pretty good.
Hold on. What if the duck was made of gingerbread?
No.
Affleck.
Mark Ronick.
Mark Ronick.
Mm-hmm. Affleck.
Interesting. Took a different approach.
Buzz Burbank.
Buzz Burbank.
Affleck.
Very nice, Buzz.
Affleck.
Raymond R.J. Butler. Mm-hmm. And a new nickname coming up that you boys are going to love.
Oh, I saw that you teased it.
Oh, no.
If you don't, all right. You don't love it, I don't know anybody on this show. That's how, that is how confident I am.
Thanks, okay.
And this is from Carla's mother. I don't want to leave it. I'm jumping ahead. Go ahead. Let's hear your
Get
Affleck.
Ready, America.
RJ Diaz. Affleck.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
You know what? Back a little off and do it again. I like it.
Yeah, go ahead.
RJ Diaz. Affleck.
That is, that's pretty credible.
I like that, yeah.
Sound like he's having a corner.
Yeah, I don't want to be left out here. All right, Mike O'Mara. Here we go.
Here he comes.
Suck a dick.
That's not right.
You can't do that.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
There's a tradition in tournament play to not talk about the next step until you've climbed the one in front of you. I'm sure going to the state finals is beyond your wildest dreams, so let's just keep it right there. Forget about the crowds, the size of the school, their fancy uniforms, and remember what got you here. Focus on the fundamentals that we've gone over time and time again. And most important, don't get caught up thinking about winning or losing this game. If you put your effort and concentration into playing to your potential, to be the best that you can be, I don't care what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, in my book, we're going to be winners. Okay?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara.
Buzz Burbank.
Rob Spiewak.
Oscar Santana.
And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Rob, a trivia question for you.
I'll do my best to entertain it.
When that movie was made, Don Geronimo and I were doing our... I don't think it was a morning show. It might have been afternoons already.
I think you weren't afternoons because... Yeah, about. It was close.
Name the mayor who used to come on our show.
Wild Bill Hudnut.
Way to go.
Good job.
Congratulations.
Good job.
Great. That's a very nice guy.
And a guy that had a cameo. I think he's passed away. He was in Hoosiers many, many moons ago.
Mayor of Indianapolis,
yes,
right?
Yes, mayor of Indianapolis.
A nice guy.
We got the key to the city one time. Enjoy it across America and in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. This is MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Right.
It is Monday, March 28, 2011, and we are... Over 5.5 million downloads and still growing. Our show today brought to you by The Big Duff 2.
Nice.
I was able to play golf on the vacay so I can play
cool.
My back is healing. The Big Duff 2 is our second annual golf tournament, May 21st at Cameron Hills in King George, Virginia. It's a day of golf and hijinks, followed by our end of the world after party.
That's right.
Yes.
At a secret location.
It's the party to end all parties and civilizations.
The way we're doing this, four packages are going to be available. We have the spectator package, which means you just come out and hang.
Right.
The platinum package, which includes hotel, limo, bus service to the after party.
Nice.
All you have to do to find out all about this, and we are really, really wanting to get you in early on this because there is a limited availability.
Yes, it's going
to
be
and
tight.
And we start early, we hit it hard, and we go, go, go until we sell the thing out.
Right.
Click events at MikeOMaraShow.com for details or call Jason, Jason himself, the owner of Cameron Hills Golf Club, at 703-628-1343. That number again, 703-628-1343.
So, call him up.
Good luck with the Big Duff. We're very excited about it this year.
Hopefully it'll stop snowing by then.
Yeah.
Jesus.
At least it will have melted.
As I fly back from sunny Florida and the plane breaks through the clouds early on Sunday morning, we flew back from, we actually drove across from the West Coast through Alligator Alley and—
Like from Los Angeles?
No, from the West Coast of Florida. Florida.
Oh, you know, a lot of people forget that there are two coasts on
I understand.
Fine state,
that fine state, Fort Myers, all the way over to Fort Lauderdale.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. As wonderful as Dulles Airport has become, which it has—
It really has nice turned now. Itself
Dulles,
around.
Dulles Airport is a different experience.
Pretty pleasurable.
It is absolutely my go-to airport.
Was it your first time on the train, the tram?
Absolutely.
Nice, great design, isn't
it's
it?
It's phenomenal.
It's about time.
Security, phenomenal.
Fast.
Much everything, better. Bing, bang, the polar opposite of Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, yeah, I suspect so.
Where we checked in and I went, wow, this is a long line for the ticket counter. Oh, no, this is not the ticket counter. This is the line that is going through to the end of the terminal and then out the door and then along the sidewalk, which was the line for security at 7:15 in the morning.
That's unfortunate.
Which terminal, Mike?
Number three.
That's the busiest one there, I know.
JetBlue.
Thanks, RJ, for helping.
Well, I know it. Well, I'm sorry.
JetBlue.
Don't be sorry.
Well, he travels like all the time.
Everywhere, all the
and
time.
And JetBlue, one of the greatest airlines in the world. I'm not on my plane yesterday unless I shouted at the JetBlue guy walking by. I said, are we going to be okay for the flight to Washington? And he came by and took us out of the line.
Wow.
Put us in the line for for flight crews.
Yes.
Which he was doing with everybody because everybody was you know, backing up against their flight time. Mm-hmm. And we were within an hour and a half, which is really, you can't do it. You got to be there at least 2 hours. Like they say,
that's
2 hours
was
early.
Was he just like a JetBlue guy that was cruising the line to help you guys out?
They
specifically. That is an example of that airline that cares.
Yes, they specifically
true.
Had.
Think TWA would do that?
No. They just
not
missed
anymore.
They've missed the runway at Reagan National, like that one guy did.
I remember.
Jesus. So he plucks us out of line, and we get through the security checkpoint. Uh-huh. Okay. But, oh, my God, miserable. And then it just was it made it more evident that Dulles – how often do we get a chance to come back and say – they fixed it.
Yeah. Never.
Well, it only took
it's
them
the
40
time.
Years
well,
it to get 30, it right.
Rob, I've been in this market for 30 years.
Didn't it open in 70?
But that's the construction. I remember, and it might have started before I got here. It was under construction
forever.
The first time I ever went there.
Forever.
This is 30 years ago.
You're absolutely right.
And they've but now I look at it and oh my God, it's just
very nice.
It's so exciting.
Even the new parking facility that connects under the parking lot.
Have there's a train that goes from that garage.
No, it's not a train, but it has the moving sidewalks and everything, so you don't have to park, you know,
in
at National.
Yeah, literally,
yeah.
Indoors.
You can stay undercover the whole way. It's fantastic.
So you can go into that garage and then take a little walkway.
It takes you under the parking lot. It's a really nice design.
And
what is it? $12 a day in that garage, RJ?
I believe it's $19 a day.
That is just. So. I mean, I you know, listen. I give credit where credit is due. I have ragged on airports and travel in Washington D.C. The closest airport to our little podcast here is they have finally fixed it.
It's fixed.
It is so different now. The experience is so trouble-free. You know, you hear all you hear is about how nightmarish travel is. Not at Dulles anymore.
No.
You know, kudos to those guys. Yeah. Salute to those guys out there.
Who's really winning though? Because Florida has such great weather with the sunshine. Would you give up? Would you give up efficiency for sunshine?
I wouldn't.
Let me give you your Florida problem.
Not even for a rolling quarter.
And this is probably a problem that a lot of people have.
All right,
Florida. Southwest Florida International Airport is literally 10 minutes from my front door.
There. Oh, wow.
I get off a plane and I can get there. However, you cannot get there from a major hub like Dulles. You have to go to a smaller airport and connect.
Okay.
So in other words, for me to get down there, not on all airlines. Mm-hmm. They have direct flights, they're just not a lot of them.
And it's another $400 and another.
It's so much more expensive. Yeah. So I drive all the way across.
Could you fly into Manassas?
It connected Manassas.
That'd be good.
It's just not doable. And this particular one, I went, hey, no problem, but I forgot. And let me tell you something, Mr. Ronick.
Yes, sir.
Rob, please to throw on some proper music, please, for this.
Okay, I'm not exactly sure where you're headed.
Ronick appropriate
music. I am going to share a story of people of the faith. I'm talking about our Jewish friends.
Ah, there's a lot of them there.
And listen, I stereotype on this show for purposes of humor.
Uh-huh.
In my real life, I do not really care who ye be. Yeah. I truly,
loving of all,
truly don't.
Hating
as a matter of fact, if you're, the more different you are from me, the more curious and interested I am in meeting you.
See, Mike gets this from me.
That's right.
All right.
But I'm going to tell you something.
Uh-oh.
You're a tolerant man.
And I'm ready to lay a little props on people of Jewish extraction.
Oh,
Jews.
There are two Jewish, a father and son, Jewish father and son.
Yes, okay.
They couldn't be any more Catskills, Jackie Mason, any Youngman, stereotypical. They could not be any more Jewish.
They fit the time.
New York Jewish. There's a style.
Mm-hmm.
And these people, at the last minute, I'm standing in line talking to Carla. These two people
right,
I'm talking about.
I know.
I'm talking about the fact that we have an A-10 flight and that we really pushed it and we should.
Yeah.
And they're standing in the front of the line and they said, oh, you know, you sound like you're in more need than I am. Here, go in front of us.
You don't get
I
that,
have traveled no. my entire life at an airline gate that has never happened to me in my life.
Right.
Anybody.
Well, it's clear why. You can't pick a pocket when you're in
front of someone. Oh, stop it. Don't belittle these people. I was blown away. I was absolutely blown away.
I wonder,
because
though.
You hear the jokes and you hear the stereotypes and then you have a real life experience. And seriously, the conversation was going, well, I don't know where we're going to go. Well, that's the way. If your mother did that, we were going to be fine with the thing like that. And I'm sitting there and I'm in back of them and I'm kind of going.
Yeah.
Right.
And mad and at then, me somehow. I
and
bet,
then,
right?
Damn you, Ronick.
No, I was mad at me when mad at you for another reason.
Yes,
I'll get to that in a second.
I can't wait.
And that's easy. That's a weekly thing. But they turn around and they say, "Here, go ahead. You needed more than you need to get up there."
Don't you?
I was just blown away. That was a kindness that I've never had extended to me.
Showed you like a consideration.
Or consideration.
Or is that just not being in D.C.? That's my theory.
No, I think
I don't know. You could be right about that.
An airport security line is a microcosm of society.
This was the gate. This was not an airport security.
Regardless,
line.
An airport and the way people act in airports is a microcosm of society.
Mm-hmm.
Me.
Yes.
How can I get myself in that plane and out of that plane as 100%. Fast as possible?
Right? It's all about
That's
me.
It.
And this was an example, a shining example.
Mm-hmm.
A noticeable example.
But it doesn't have to be that
I
way.
Was so self-absorbed. Mm-hmm. I didn't take the time where I should have turned around and said, excuse me, what are your names? That has never been done for me before. And now that I'm thinking about it, now I'm realizing, you know what? Yeah. Dick move for me just to say thank you.
Right.
I should have turned around and said, I'm going to talk to you about you on my radio show because,
right,
you know, you deserve props. I certainly talk about people that do me, a
Wrong.
Bad turn with that.
But they get nervous when people ask them their names sometimes.
Yeah, especially if you write it down.
They.
They.
Enough.
Those people.
I'm
Welcome
trying to say
back.
Something. There. I'm delighted to be back. I'm truly glad. You know what?
So, what do you call yourself? You two look related.
Well, no.
This must be your son. He's so tall.
Oh, God.
All right, enough. Well,
so I'm back, and it's
you
great
are.
To be back.
Welcome.
It's great to be back, and it was fun to do that little five-minute segment that I did last week with Rob's microphone.
It's a great mic, isn't it?
I couldn't believe it. That was plug and play. We got the Skype up, and we did it, and, you know, just the one... I'll tell you this.
Your time with RJ.
I'm never telling anybody when we do it again. Okay?
Oh, you just wouldn't even know.
For obvious reasons. Because it sounded that good.
Yeah.
I don't have to tell anybody that.
Because
I made that. When I had the meet and greet for everybody down in Florida,
right.
I brought up the subject about how the Skype thing sounds really good. Mm-hmm. And if it sounds good, then we can do the shows from different locations.
From anywhere.
Yeah. Oh. Our listeners don't like that.
Oh, really?
No,
our listeners don't.
Then they need,
that's right. That's
they
exactly,
need no. As a matter
exactly
of fact,
right.
Almost Believe every me, laptop man. Mic has a built-in camera. Who knows? Someday we all might be in the same room, but only in one shots.
But listen, I thought rhythmically. I went back and I listened to it, and I thought rhythmically. I mean, for Skype too. We're not talking about anything that's really hardwired in here.
Yeah. No,
it didn't. The audio blew me away.
There's one issue that Skype has, which is the gating, which means when you talk, we mute, and when we talk, you mute.
Exactly.
And if we can somehow figure out a way to surpass that, because like The View, we like everyone to be heard at all times.
That
right.
That or the notepad on your iPhone. What blew you away more?
I quoted you.
I heard you.
I quoted you on the radio this morning. In fact, I was quoting everybody on this show so much on the radio.
Right.
I'm hoping maybe if I do it. No. So anyway.
Be any easier. Quotes that you want to share from the other show here?
He's thinking,
Rob. You're a very funny man. How about those Rams?
How about them? And you know what, Mike? I want to say I had a celebrity.
No, seriously, for the morning show, congratulating my radio partner, Kirk McEwen, who is going to be the father of a baby boy.
Hey!
Found out the sex. Oh,
he knows
Mazel tov to Kirk, absolutely, who's going to have a little boy, and I'm psyched about
that. I know you're glad to be back, but I had a great bit of joy as I passed you on Virginia Route 28 today. I was in the I was two lanes over, and I saw you veer to make your turn to McDonald's.
Was that for the ice cream cone?
And no. I was on the phone.
Shh.
I was on the phone with my mom.
Something else.
I was on the phone
today
with my mom. I said, Mike is turning. He's going to McDonald's. She says, ooh, go meet him there. And I said, if I walked into McDonald's on Mike, he'd kill me. And right now, we are 10 days apart from each other. Today is the happiest you'll be with me, calendar year 2011.
True. We'll
and see. You will still kill me if I walked
it's
in on
true.
You.
Not true.
But you were so, I could tell by your driving posture that you were sleepy. Because normally when people drive, the seat has a back, and you sit back and you maybe extend your arm. Mike was driving like...
Did you catch me before I went into the McDonald's?
Yes.
Oh my God!
You were,
I mean, you
bumped
me
upright and just like you're looking like you're making yourself uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like you wanted as little of your body to touch the seat.
And
as
when you
possible.
Explained it, when you explained that to me, now I realize why I do that. That I jam my ass in the back of the seat and I sit myself forward.
Yes,
I'm
focus.
Trying to make myself uncomfortable.
Like an old man.
Right. Exactly.
You drive like an old man.
Oh,
only when you're sleepy.
Oh God!
It was fine. And you know, there's no good way to get your attention because if I leaned on the horn, there would have been an incident.
But I know.
It was exciting. To see.
I was so out of it. I just caloried up. I swear to God, I just had to. I went
fuel.
In and I had a burger. I was that, and I never do this. I never. So I'm starting my back from vacation. Old habits are hard to break.
Yes,
but I didn't gain a pound. I didn't lose a pound.
Well, that's excellent. And anything
so I'm
you
still
want,
very fit.
Anything you want from the dollar menu?
Yes, no problem at all. So it is good to be back.
Welcome.
Okay, before I forget, because I want there's one thing I want to get on. Well, we have to break when I come back.
My.
Lots of stuff to cover. Want to talk about Rob's Rams, the
Yay.
VCU Rams.
Woo!
I got to talk to Oscar because I am the one that's out of the loop on this Kara Oscar thing. So if you could
something happen,
refresh me and
I'll
let me know
the
very latest on it. And we'll get started when we come back on a new nickname that I just about love more than anything else in the whole wide world. We'll be right back. Had to get that part on. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com.
Yeah.
Our second segment brought to you by Complete Tax. Getting down to the wire now.
Yeah.
This year, let Complete Tax do your taxes free or choose one of their very affordable tax preparation packages for individuals, business owners, and the self-employed. Complete Tax offers a maximum refund guarantee and guaranteed accurate calculations. Not accurate calculations.
They do that too.
Save time and money. Let Complete Tax get it right for you. Click their ad at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Right.
So I will not bore you with any details. I jotted down a couple of things with my fantastic. You notice I don't have my phone with me.
Yes.
No.
So I'm not reading off of my
no.
phone.
It has
no,
a notepad
no, no.
feature.
But
know.
I did write down like things that happened after.
It's great to keep track.
After RJ hit me to that little app, which I don't pay attention to my apps.
Not
at
sure
all.
It's really an app.
Well,
I think it's included with the fun, though, is it?
It's considered an app.
It's included app.
All right. Who is who are the Rams playing? That's the first time.
Butler.
That's the first moment right there. That's the first moment where he's.
They're going to play 8-seeded Butler, Mike, this Saturday. So you
and,
might want to check out.
They're the 11th seed. Is
yes,
that
they
right?
Are.
Okay.
They defeated the number 1 seed.
They can beat Butler, can't they?
Of course they can. The thing is, well, Butler's always busy. They have to dress in tuxedos, serve drinks.
He's such a fag.
He's, but he's
and
our
his team's man. In the Final Four. I couldn't be more thrilled. I heard this like coming off a golf course, and I went. I leaned back and I laughed because I'm like,
you know,
I know that
you know.
You can't go to a school and have your school achieve this
and not care
and well, not and not
we've
give,
been
give a rat's
it.
Ass.
I've been hearing it for 18 years that this is the year, and it finally is the year. And I do want to say thank you to everyone in the entire state. For saving room on the bandwagon for me.
I told you, didn't I? I mean, I have told you before that there were two schools that I chose from that I was accepted to.
Oh, the safety. It's everybody's safety school.
I was VCU was my safety. Mm-hmm. American University was kind of my
Julia
better
got
safety.
Into, Julia's 10. She got into VCU this year.
But those were the two. I almost went to VCU. It was. I was very close to making that. They had a good communications department. I was very close to going to VCU.
The thing is I and I'll be the first to admit it. I'm a bandwagon guy. I've never even been to a VCU game. But
you never went like when
no,
you were there?
Because
no.
They
oh, you
sucked.
Dicked.
They sucked.
That's almost like you should have to turn in your privileges.
I know.
I mean, I went Rob, I went to two or three games when I was at AU.
Right.
You never went you
I never did.
never
I
went
never went. Because why? Because it didn't matter to me. And yes. They sucked.
But now it does because
well,
it's TV.
Now it's exciting and it's on television.
It's television.
And I'm the first to cop to the fact that I'm a bandwagon guy, but I would love to see this help the school out.
Where did you find that sweatshirt?
Where do you think?
Well, no, it says VCU.
Yeah,
I just have
bought
see-
it at the Virginia Tech bookstore.
Okay.
No, I've had it.
Yeah,
I just
no,
had
I
it.
So color. You have it.
Yeah.
So you do occasionally show the colors.
Yeah, I don't particularly like it because it's not a zippered hoodie, so I tend to feel a little concerned.
When did you purchase it, just out of curiosity?
Probably 5 years ago.
5 years ago?
Yeah.
It's still
don't, looks, don't wear it a lot.
Looks fresh.
Sir, it was time to wear it.
All right.
I know I have
we'll
a
get
VCU
to you in a
sweatshirt
second.
I did have to go find it.
I want to talk about VCU.
If I said it was in a drawer, I would have to say maybe
there's,
it was in a plastic bin. I don't
discuss.
Know. It was somewhere. But I thought Kansas played a fine game.
I love all the news anchors I've heard so far. Said, they give the headline this way. VCU goes to the Final Four? It's everybody has it as a question.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm going to try to get to this as quickly as I can.
Please.
I don't want to wait till tomorrow because I don't like to carry. You know, when Don and I would come back from vacation, it would always seem to take a month to get it ready. And I don't want to do that. I want to get this out of the way. All right. I have in this order the greatest nickname in the world, my wife and her mom and me. Inappropriate swimwear for women at the beach.
Really?
RJ almost gets us in a fight,
wow.
Which happened. And the Asian lady with the lazy eye.
Oh, my.
You Mike, can pick any one of those,
inappropriate
boys.
Inappropriate swimwear.
I would like to hear lazy eye, but I think you must lead. You must lead with the RJ story about the nickname.
The nickname.
Yeah, I think that's what we all want to hear.
Agreed.
I am at the golf course.
Mike.
And I am playing golf, and I return a call to Carla. Now, cell phones on the golf course are distracting.
No.
You don't want to use them that often, you know. But it had been a long day.
Did you have it on vibrate?
I had it on vibrate.
Then you're fine.
And RJ, the deal would be the 3 days that RJ is there at my house, we get up in the morning. RJ and I would do something for the show, or we'd do something to go down and get tickets, and Carl and her mom would go off and do something, and then I would go play golf, and RJ would go shopping or whatever he wanted. He'd go off and do his own thing.
Knick-knacks.
He'd go get knickknacks, and it was one of these deals where we'd go our separate ways.
Mm-hmm.
I get a call, and then more often than not, RJ would be back at the house before I would be, and he'd be there with Carl and her mom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Carla's mom is, this is what I discovered about Carla's mom. Our relationship is mother-in-law-son relationship,
yes.
Okay? They hang together. I'm not a factor, okay?
Yes.
I don't hang with them at all. I don't really have much to do with them. And they are more, as you guys know, like sisters than they are mother and daughter.
Yes.
Right,
they
sure.
hang together. They go shopping together. They can sit out
very
on a patio.
Happy together.
They can sit on a patio for 6 hours, literally, and sit there, sip wine, have their little smart
very,
smoke cigarettes.
Very happy.
And they literally will not, they're content. I would go out of my mind. But they didn't need me there.
No.
I wasn't required there.
It's kind
of
nice, though.
Mr. O'Mara, you are not required. Required on the lanai today.
But one of the things that came out of this trip that I discovered about my mother-in-law, Linda, is this elusive sense of humor that she has, that she has a tremendous sense of humor.
Yeah.
You just need to pay attention to
it. A bit impish, I would say.
And yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
she is delightful.
Loves me being fat because she loves it. She
gives
just,
her material.
She, yeah. she picks on me in a really nice way. That's kind of funny.
The bear?
She pokes the bear in a very funny, like the in Linda's mind. The funniest thing, I can make her laugh every time when I tell the story about Carla and I on another trip to Florida going to the Dunkin' Donuts, and they didn't have the French crullers.
Oh, dear.
And I was pissed, and I burned rubber out of them. Out of it. Carla's mom unhinges her jaw.
Because you're so mad.
Because I'm so mad. Because she gets the whole...
Cruller rage.
And really, people that have a real, like an acutely, a fine-tuned sense of humor... Everybody doesn't have this.
Right.
And she gets the connection between
right.
the fat guy
yes.
burning rubber out of the Dunkin' Donuts, which we all know because we all have senses of humor.
Right.
Funny.
Right.
And still and maintains it's funny. Right. And so for years it has been, did you go to the Dunkin' Donuts when you were down there?
Right.
Did you go back and apologize at the Dunkin' Donuts? It's just that.
Yeah. Right.
So with that said, RJ... being another man of larger carriage.
Remember yourself, Mike. Collect your thoughts.
Yeah. I'm going to cry. I'm laughing so hard.
Don't cry. We're all excited to see you two.
This is one where, in my opinion, Linda hit it out of the park. Carla calls me.
And Carla
Me. I call Carla. Hey, how you doing? She said, oh, we're just doing this. What are you going to do? When are you going to be back for dinner? Blah, blah, blah. And she said, by the way, my mom has a new nickname
Uh-oh.
For RJ.
Oh.
I said, oh, okay. What is that? She says, inchworm.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
One doesn't have to use one's imagination much to figure out how that came about.
Inchworm.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that can't be good.
That's great.
Can't be good.
Because you could just picture
him. RJ, when you're with RJ for more than 24 hours, there is nothing that will make him move at anything other than his glacial speed. He is unchangeable. Uh-huh. He will never move.
No.
And
there
she
could be
comes
on fire.
Up, and apparently RJ was going to get something in the kitchen, or she saw him on, and she called him Inchworm.
He moves very slow.
That because is so that, great.
Oh, my God. And so... It is now not only RJ, it is now not Raymond, it is not my butler, Mr. French, it is now Inchworm. Oh. Inchworm, would you go here? And we called him Inchworm for the rest of the...
No!
Oh, my God.
To his face?
Oh, it was fantastic. It was too good. I didn't hold back. Inchworm!
To my face!
I was afraid that it's that she saw him in his swimsuit.
That's what I thought.
No. I didn't bring one of those.
None of that?
No, just they just collected some of the hair out of the drain when he left.
Oh,
that's all. That's
God.
How you doing there?
With a rake.
Yes, sirree.
RJ,
Carla's the one that did the duty. Linda and I wouldn't go for that one.
No.
Carla, you just have a little hair in the drain. That's all. A little black RJ hair in the drain.
Did you use terrific. Bare hand, a rubber glove?
I think she used. I think she used perhaps a paper towel.
I think that's one.
I'm not sure.
Leave rake.
I wasn't anywhere near that. I wasn't.
Poor RJ.
RJ, how does the nickname make you feel?
Well, I was there and I just laughed because it was so funny. But,
it was.
You know, it was good at the
it
moment.
It was so perfect.
But Mike, I don't like it now.
You, why don't you like it now?
It hurts
now?
Your feelings, I'm sure.
Why?
Because it makes me sad.
It makes him sad.
But it's lovable.
Yeah.
That it's cute. It's lovable. It's everything a nickname should be. It's appropriate. It's funny. And it's so out of left field that she called him Inchworm. That and the fact that it came from Carla's mother.
Right.
But it was just
makes me laugh.
It was so misunderstood, Mike.
I know.
It had to have been not represented accurately.
It has another meaning.
What's so great is that it was obviously born out of frustration.
Oh, yes.
Because no, it's not, oh my goodness, no, RJ, look how wonderful you are. It's so nice to have you here. I'm thinking the tone was, well, we could go out and have a drink as soon as Inchworm gets here.
And you know we like to pre-promote on this show, Rob.
Yes, we do.
And I will tell you that on one of our future, perhaps pay-per-listen episodes.
Oh, good.
Perhaps we bring both Carla and her mom in here their visual impression of RJ walking to the bathroom.
Oh, no. Wow.
Yes, I mean, you're a popular guy. Yeah, first of all, I'm going to also say they loved you.
Yeah.
They absolutely adored you.
Everybody
does. They adored having you down there. You are a trouble-free guest. Yes. You and I have a great time. And, you know, you understand that I like you an awful lot, even when I'm doing my ranting and raving, as most people that know me do. But it was just, it was a good time. It was relaxing. I was even, dare I say this?
Uh-oh.
There was a little letdown after the boy left.
Well, sure.
Oh, wow.
I was just
because it went
bit.
From one post, to 3 days.
I know.
Post RJ depression.
May I speak to this?
Yes.
This weekend, RJ and I had our third consecutive date as he's helping
another
me,
computer deal,
helping me learn my computer.
What are you paying him?
I took him to dinner.
Really?
I did.
That's very nice.
I thought that was decent.
You know, when I came off the plane yesterday, I went to dinner as well.
Where'd you go? Yeah.
Where do you think?
Got off the.
See if you can guess Rob's BY.
I know.
Yeah, that's it, it's
you,
easy.
Did you go to?
He's all VCU. His brains are scrambled. He's not thinking clearly.
PGI?
Bingo. Yeah. Did you really? Because I was trying to think of something convenient to the airport.
Yes, Lily. Lily was there again. Nice. Lily and George came over and said hello.
Did you get a pin?
What?
Did you get a pin?
No.
A lapel pin?
No. Oh, I forgot to ask.
Yeah.
I'll let you look at mine.
Oh, boy, that's right. I should have gotten a pen.
Still on
scoreboard. Toffee apples, though. It was great.
Oh, they are good. But RJ, you know what? Not only does Carrie love RJ's company, and if she talked your ear off at dinner, I do apologize.
That wasn't bad at
she
all.
She goes 100 miles an hour. But RJ is loved by my children.
Right.
And the other thing I have to ask, if you have any questions about Carrie's ability to nap, ask RJ
RJ now knows?
Because he has seen it in action.
Uh-huh. You saw her how many hours?
We were there for a good hour and a half. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know she was on the couch.
She was
watching, what was the movie?
It was Napoleon Dynamite. Uh-huh. And the thing is we weren't quiet. She was on the couch.
Well, this is yesterday.
Yeah. Saturday.
She's
okay.
On the couch asleep no further than we are.
Did they have a
right
Napoleon
now?
Dynamite marathon, maybe?
Comedy Central runs it a lot of times.
Okay, because I saw it Sunday on the airplane.
But the thing is we are no further than I am from you right now, and we're trying to set recording settings on my computer, which is annoying because I have to keep talking over records to make sure the voice matches.
Right.
And it's pretty loud, and it's the same record over and over and over again. 90 minutes, Carrie's asleep on the couch, right not 10 feet from us, and she wakes up and she's... I didn't hear a thing.
It wasn't 10 feet. It was like
I
three.
That. That's amazing.
Everybody, like a rock.
All right.
So don't doubt
everybody,
me.
Everybody loves RJ. He joined me yesterday for roller derby, which I'm now addicted to, and I'm going back.
Make
I saw
sure,
your Facebook
note to
we'll
self.
We'll get to it next, sometime this week.
We have to get to roller because I am curious about roller derby.
Oh, it's
wonderful.
Down in the hood where you go down to
sure
see
the
that.
The word you're looking for is wonderful.
It, no, it is.
Roller derby is wonderful.
It is wonderful.
Christmas is wonderful.
Just one question. Yes. Are they at all hot?
Some of them are.
Some of them are, Mike.
And,
yes,
and the spectators, much more so than I expected.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. I love it. Okay. All right. We're not going to get to everything.
No, not
because I will get to the story of RJ and I almost getting in a fight
good.
Tomorrow.
Want to hear all
I
this?
Will talk about it just to me was it's when I thought about Rob when I first went into the Dillard's department store and ran into the lady, the Asian lady. With uh-huh. You just don't encounter
can you not?
In my Asian women with lazy eyes.
Got to hear this.
Just it's, a little of it today. You teased it.
Okay. You know what? Do you remember, this goes way back for people that will. You won't remember this, Oscar. This is all in the family. And it's Archie when Sammy Davis Jr. comes to visit. Archie cannot get by Sammy Davis's blind eye.
Right. It's right. Glass eye.
He's
glass
got a glass eye, and Archie can't deal with it. And you know, and it's on and on. Archie, don't stare at it. Archie, don't say anything. And Archie eventually is going to serve him coffee and says, do you want cream and sugar with your eye? Because it's all you can
but
think
I
about.
But I think anybody that's ever been in that situation before, you have an inner monologue.
Sure.
Yeah. You say, no big deal, no big deal,
right.
No big deal, don't stare at it, don't stare at it.
The more you tell yourself not to stare at some sort of malady, right.
You end
you're
up looking
sucked
at the
in.
This is how you end up looking at the person. I will do this to camera here.
All right.
This is how you end up looking at the person when you're trying not to look. And she's got a lazy eye. And say her two eyes are right there. Uh-huh. And I'm looking at her like this. Oh, really? That's interesting.
It looks like you're folding under questioning.
I mean, I am freaked out.
Which one to look at?
Because she's Asian and she has a lazy eye.
Right.
And she could not be more. Could she not be more wonderful?
She was wonderful.
One of the
in
best sales
yes.
ladies I've ever seen in my life.
As many times as I've tried on big man clothes.
Right.
The whole fat story you have to talk about.
Well, I took you there after I'd been there.
She,
and it was great.
She was telling me, oh, pleats don't look good on you. Let me get you some straights.
She hates pleats.
It was
great. It's true. Yeah.
Pleats.
Pleats. Preets.
Preets are for
stop
thin.
It. So
and Mike, I didn't laugh once. I okay. laughed when she went away, though.
Okay, very good. Because yeah. I warned him going in.
Yeah.
Just because I wanted
FYI.
To watch him. Yes. But salute to her. We will not mention any names here. It was a wonderful trip. I had a great time, and I will tell you more from the week. Just don't have time
we'll
get to it today.
Okay.
Wanted to cover your situation, because everybody has been telling me.
Oh, it was the talk of the county.
City is a buzz.
You know, Ronick, God love him. You know, sends me a text. And Ronick, who, you know, is our business manager, but more than anything else, he likes to be the program director of this show. Mm-hmm. He really does. And so he sent me, and I cannot even possibly tell you how program director-ish your text to me was. You might want to listen to, you know, just
that's
so.
That's when, I mean, you know, there are times when he favors Michael Gelman. But he is really Gelman-y when he does stuff
it's
like that.
It's Gelman-y. And
not
let me,
in a
let
bad
me enlighten
way,
you.
Though.
Let me enlighten you, okay? Let's see here.
Help me out.
RJ, Inchworm.
Yes.
Bring that hat over here. Okay. The text from Ronick
the hat will be right over, Mike.
You might want to listen to Oscar's story about Kara.
Yes.
Just to get me up to speed on everything. Let me explain, okay?
I know what's coming.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Right.
TMOS.
That letter means I. That letter means don't have. Right. That letter means to listen.
That's right.
I don't have to listen. I don't have to listen. I don't have to listen. I don't
know.
Have to listen. I don't have. I don't have to listen to my own effing show. I was on vacation.
Right.
I want to get.
But Mike, you
I
might
wanna,
want to.
I want to. If I listen.
He needed a break.
It does. First of all, it doesn't work. Because I don't come back and I listen. Uh-huh. I listen right. when I listen. I listen to audio quality. Mm-hmm. I listen to if something like the new show. I listen to one of those. Mm-hmm. That'll be the only one I listen to. Mm-hmm. And I don't listen
until the next one. Mike.
John Madden never listened to himself.
Right.
And
right.
I'm one of these guys. I don't. I will if it's on the if I'm listening to like a best of segment and it's in the car mm-hmm. and I happen to be tuning. I might give it a little
Maybe.
Time, but I don't go out of my way because it makes me oogie.
Right, but you weren't on this show.
I know.
And,
I know.
And, yeah, and it was such drama.
He didn't want homework.
On vacation.
Basically.
That's the other thing. That's the other part.
Okay.
You see, vacation is vacation.
Right. It's a
and
break.
It's like, and program directors don't get that.
I hate to call our show homework. I think it's more of a treat.
It's well, you know what? It's a treat, but I wanted to get it. When I got that, I was like, well, I want to get the update.
Yeah. And that's understandable. Right.
From Oscar.
Sure.
From his, because
when
I want to look
back,
at Oscar.
The thumbnail.
I want to hear it
sure.
because I get that privilege
right.
of being back here and I'm able to yeah. look at him
right.
and say, hey, what happened? What did I miss? And that's what brings
okay.
us. So do you understand?
I do. Noted.
And
noted.
Sell advertising, for God's sake.
We've got
sake.
Some stuff right
yes,
now just actually coming up.
Sell advertising. Don't tell me what to listen to.
Okay.
Anyway. So I,
the
hi.
Mike O'Mara
hi.
Show.
Yes.
You're doing a great. You're doing a great job.
Let me bring you up to speed.
Yes.
Basically, I caught Kara in a succession of small lies.
Uh-oh.
That she never copped to, and I had ended up breaking one of her phones again.
Oh, Oscar.
No, actually,
but in a controlled
the
way.
The approach was much better. It was actually
okay.
genius.
Really?
Genius.
Well, right. that might also be overstating
well,
it.
Somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, I think so. Great.
I actually came back, and before I went into the Santana rage, I turned on the app that records conversations and records overall off the iPhone, and I said, I'm going to use this phone as my governor. I'm not going to go crazy, and I'm not going to I'm going to let this govern me so I don't have the rage come out again.
He recorded himself so he'd be in control.
Yes.
Okay.
So I walked in the room, and I basically put on the recorder, and I said, I have found out you've lied to me about this, this, and this. What do you have to say about it? And the basic lie is this, that she went out last Saturday night. She told me she was going out with somebody else. She lied to me about it. I found out the next day, and she continued to lie about it. Another man.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
And as I pursued and did a little investigative work,
yes,
I put on my Dick Tracy hat, and I realized that this wasn't just a random let's go out. This was a planned meetup with another guy. Now, the question is, how bad was this infraction? How horrible was it? In my eyes, it's horrible to begin with. That's the bottom line.
I'm not about, you know, I'm out of my mind
yeah.
if my lady does it. I mean, it's just, you know, Rob was cool with the whole Japan trip. Mm-hmm. Rob's you know, cooler with that. He's been married for a million years.
But
so,
also,
I mean,
the
you know.
Thing that we discussed last week, it wasn't so much that she was going out to hang with this guy.
And she
and
lied
it could have
it.
Been very innocent. But the fact that there was misdirection leading up to it, that's what made it so evil.
However, I will throw this in, my two cents, very briefly, because I want to get all of you on this. My two cents would be perhaps the very reason she lied about it was because she was worried about any additional drama, you know, as opposed to
says.
Really wanting to go.
That's what she says, yeah.
And guys, I'm with you, but I can see that. But, why even bother?
Yes.
Why even bother,
that's
right?
The way I look at it.
Why even bother?
Right.
And I got to tell you that same night I was spending time with my father, who you know who's going through what he's going through.
Yeah, you're in a tough time.
So you're just, look, you're just like, are you serious? You're going to add fuel to this fire? Mm. Was it so important to go out with this guy? What does this guy have that you have to go out with this guy, especially with what I'm going through right now?
I had heard about the drama, and I think I said to my wife yesterday, I said, this is not a time when you need, you really, having been through it myself.
Yes.
Yeah. This is really a time where, I'm sorry, it has to be all about you because you're dealing with the weight of the world. You're close to your dad. Your dad's going through this. This is hell on earth. And if you know, people that have been through it know it, and you don't need any additional crap right
Who
now.
Who needs that?
Right.
So basically had happened is I never really got a straight answer. On Saturday night, I think Buzz, and I know you guys tried to make it out. I know you were out of town. I had a big birthday party. Mm-hmm. So she ended up coming out to that. And
she did. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we had a great time. Later. She showed up afterwards. But I still hadn't gotten the full, like, this is the truth. This is the situation.
Right.
She finally told me the truth on Sunday. Because after a night of drinking and a week of just question marks, I broke down and I said, look, I'm so tired and over this. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to continue running around trying to find the answer. This is wasted energy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be 33 in 2 days. You are 27. You're about to be 28. What are we going to do? Either we move forward or we move backward, and that's that. And it wasn't an ultimatum. It was just truly how I felt.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this a good time for you to introduce the evidence that have?
Probably not, because I think Oscar's bringing us up to speed faster. This is really from last week.
Okay, Kara wrote you.
She was proclaiming her innocence, that it was no big deal.
He's kind of got the caps.
So where are we with
it now? So where we are now is that, yes, she ended up going out with this guy. Yes, she lied to me about it. Mm-hmm. No, there wasn't. And, you know, all I can do is take her word for it. That's all I can do, and I can decide to take it or not take it. And you know, I'm getting a little corroborating evidence from a third party.
Good.
But that being said, is she said she went out because she felt like I hadn't been paying attention to her, and it's nice to be paid attention to, which is honest.
Yeah,
and it's
true.
It's
honest. Yeah.
You know, that's fair.
It's a very basic human value. Mm-hmm.
Is it something that I can?
It is.
I know,
you like
but
to pay attention.
But you know, timing is.
Yeah, timing. Is.
Timing
yeah,
well, is what
this
I.
This is also
well,
true.
His attention was elsewhere. I mean, it's with his dad who's sick.
Yeah. 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 I get it, and I told her. I said, "Look, I finally get the truth. I was like, you. We went through this. I was like, we went through this a while back when you were off of the phone, and I ended up going raging out and breaking all that stuff.
Right.
I was like, I was embarrassed then, and now, like, you put me in this position again, and you make me sound, you make me feel like a complete a-hole, when the only two times I've ever gone off on you is when I knew you've been lying to me.
Right.
And that's the bottom line.
Right.
And I told you, I said, I don't want this relationship to end, but I will say this.
Neither one of you do.
That we both need to just dial it back. Try and see what we really want in life. Mm-hmm. And if this is something you want to be a part of, that's awesome. I want to be a part of this as well. But I will not live my life with, am I giving my girlfriend enough attention when I clearly have other things on my plate?
Because, you want the confidence.
Yeah, because I don't
want
You
want the confidence
to.
In the relationship.
That's the bottom line.
That's the whole deal. I mean, that is the deal,
and
I think.
To some extent, it's fair to say that it's been shattered. And not to the point that I walked in and she's in bed with another man. Mm. But still, guys, we're not married. This is the beautiful part about where I am in my life. Mm. And for her, too.
Right.
Is that we don't have children. We don't have investments together. We don't have anything like this. We're about to take that plunge. But
shattered is a pretty dramatic word. Irreparably shattered or just temporarily shattered?
It's temporarily shattered.
Yeah, good. Okay.
But for me to just jump back in and say, hey, ho, it's all good. High five. Mm. No.
Right.
Now, the reality,
work to be done.
The reality is this, that either I decide that we can move forward and let it go, or I just let it haunt me and we can't. And the only time will tell.
And what that tells me is, it's going to be a fun summer. Anyway,
stay tuned.
It'll be a fun.
Yeah.
I call Oscar first.
I know you're going to break, but the one thing he didn't tell you is when he found out about this whole thing, when it all went down, he had almost just gotten off the phone with a guy that he was looking into buying a ring from.
Yeah, talk about timing, right?
Oh.
20 minutes earlier.
But it doesn't sound like it's all bad.
No.
But it also, it's time to take a... I don't know if you experienced this or you experienced this or you experienced this.
I know you did. Actually.
It seems to me, though, that I've experienced it. I'm on my third. but I will tell you, I don't wait, though.
Right.
No. I just dive in. Yeah. But the fact is...
You're in love with love, Mike.
I love love.
He can't help himself.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Every couple that gets married, don't you have that moment before you take the plunge?
Oh, sure.
You have that real knockdown drag out, or that moment
you
where you kind of say...
You should have that moment.
You probably didn't.
And no, fairly.
That's because you were all weeded out when you were doing
that. And in fairness, the guy told him the ring would make Oscar last twice as long.
But didn't you... I mean, I seem to remember there's always that period of time where you kind of just say, should we not? What's the deal? Pee or get off the pot, Carl. And I had a moment like that, mm-hmm, you know, before we got married. Mm-hmm. And
it's
you know,
scary.
You got to know whether you have to have each other.
You know what? There is a similar moment during a pregnancy when you think, oh my God, are we doing the right thing?
Oh, sure.
And it's scary. Anytime you make a decision that big and really a promise for the rest of your life, you got to think it through.
It's
and it
scary.
Makes you nervous.
There's no rush, though. That's the one thing I would say. At your age, there really is no rush, I'll be honest. What were you going to say?
Let's talk about something else.
Wow. We'll take a break.
I got awkward.
He doesn't do that very often. Oh. We'll take a break. If I could talk to come back.
You know something I don't?
Jesus, I got to go away more often. We'll be right back. Imagine talking to a tiger, chatting with a cheetah. What a neat achievement it would be. If we could talk to Sammy Davis Jr.
Anyone can play Candyman, Mike.
Talk the animals. Talk to the animals.
Talk the animals.
It is time for Roger.
Roger Spiewak.
Roger Ebert.
I've had too much fun today. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. Remember to bookmark MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon for all your shopping. When you think of shopping, think Amazon. And when you think of Amazon, think MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's one of the best ways to support the show. Shop Amazon at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Yeah.
Got a great idea from a listener. I got to hunt it down, print it out, and read it. You might have gotten it too, but it's a great idea about Amazon and listeners and how we might be able to incorporate their shopping habits on this very show.
Wonderful.
We'll talk more about that later. Right now, let's get a very quick audio vault, then we got to get news with
What's
Buzz.
In the vault?
I don't often do reruns, Mike, but with you gone, I needed you to hear this tape because I gathered this tape for you.
Okay, very good.
This is not on today's sheet, so you need not follow along.
Okay.
This is at the Leesburg Costco where I spend all of my money. We got a sample lady there, and you reminded me of this with talking about the lady at Dillard's.
Okay.
She's always promoting something. You know, she hands you out free samples of food. And I think this day she was handing out a cheese-stuffed pretzels.
Mm.
Delicious.
Really good.
But her presentation is always the same, and I can't believe it's never ending. So what I did is I used the recording application on my iPhone, and she was standing right by the pizza.
I want to hear how the audio sounds.
So I browsed pizza for a long time. I want you to hear this lady's voice, and if I go back, I'll get you more tape of her because she's always the same.
Coming in, everybody say, yummy, yummy. So you listen, can I take you up? It's in a phone number 9495. 1 box of cena, 13 of them is inside. It's in a very good price for $9.99. Very good. Hello, how are you? My name is Barbara Trey.
From Mad TV, ladies and gentlemen.
My name is Barbara Trey. Yummy, yummy. So you let it in a take you up, it's in a phone number 9495. 1 box
Northern Virginia.
Anyway, so if you ever head out to the Leesburg Costco, you want to look for that lady.
You have to make this a routine.
My quest.
You have to do this every time.
Get her more on mic.
I can provide you with an even better microphone.
Well, the thing is you can't really show up with a big Sennheiser mic.
I know, but this thing is a little bitty DAT that I got.
Yeah.
I got that for the radio show.
It's very good for you.
And I'll be able to steal it and let you do that. It's
I will
terrific.
Do that. Yeah, okay. So now, do you love good music?
Do you like good music?
I know you do.
Charlie Warren.
I was really taken. I don't like classical much, but tell me if you like this arrangement. I think this is lovely. Now, there's an intro before you get to the to recognize the melody.
The Virginia Commonwealth University Rams.
You're very close. But Mike, here's the song. It's a full orchestral arrangement of the song Friday.
It's about time.
Perhaps you remember.
I like stuff like that.
You make it better.
That's
like
quick turnaround.
This.
It's Friday,
Friday. Gotta get worst song in 5 years, but I like the orchestral treatment of it.
I wish they'd do CeeLo Green.
You like it, Dad?
Yeah.
Friday.
I like Friday.
She has multiple record offers now.
She does.
And really?
Like half a million or yeah. more that
big,
downloads.
Big money.
Yeah. Good stuff. Now, did you watch Celebrity Apprentice last night? Or
no,
were you all
but I heard about it. I hear this show's now the best reality show on TV.
Well, I just like it for this one reason. I didn't pull a lot of tape. I just wanted you to hear the great Dionne Warwick fighting with her teeth. Listen to the woman talk. It really sounds like she's sucking on dessert plates.
But you feel you should be the one that gets fired?
Well, it seems to be the consensus of project manager that that's what she would like to see happen. I don't know why Hope feels that way. But
I know, but you know, Dionne, I'm making the decision. Nene's not making that decision. Has nothing to do. I don't give a crap what Nene says. Yes. I'm making the decision.
All right, then I don't want to go. I want to stay right here with you.
But you know, it's honestly, it's too late.
Is it?
It's really too late.
Oh, okay.
You did the wrong thing. Dionne, you're fired.
Now, really, if you listen to the tape of Dionne
Trump
Warwick,
is such a perfect a-hole.
What a prick.
Shouldn't she could be 90 when you hear her talking. I would like to be project manager, Mom's Mably.
I don't watch The Apprentice. I don't watch it. Any of you guys watch it?
No. I don't like The Apprentice. I like to peek in on The Celebrity Apprentice occasionally if it's a good
celebrity.
I heard that she was a turbo. Him, yeah. Kirk watches it and told me she was a turbo bitch on the show.
Mm.
That she was very difficult.
That's
all that I heard about Dionne Warwick.
That's too bad.
Well, she should have seen it coming.
Right.
Psychic Friends Network. I hate when a comic apologizes for a joke.
Oh, it's not right.
And I want you to hear Lopez's joke, George Lopez, that he told about Kirstie Alley. Not that funny, but then he really, really backpedals. Mm-hmm. And I think they've really got him over a barrel here because this is not, you'll agree with me. You know what the two best
jokes are? Isn't Lopez the guy that went to a TBS and then he's on TBS to start with,
right?
And then they move him to a later time slot after Conan.
They
came
did
aboard.
Exactly right. What they did to him, what Conan had happened to him.
Right. Right.
So here he is with the original joke. Okay.
She did a nice job.
Not my
own. Her little hooves tapping away.
Kirstie Alley on Dancing with the Stars.
Before the show, she went to the market, and then she had roast beef. And this is her going all the way home.
Okay, so it's a reasonably
and
good
then
joke.
They play the Geico commercial with the pig hanging out.
Exactly.
Now
I'm laughing.
That's you'll awesome. Agree, the two best sources of comedy are fat jokes and stupid jokes.
Absolutely.
They're really, because they're
fat
never ending.
Fat jokes make me laugh, and I'm a fat guy.
Now, listen, they get him on Access Hollywood with, of course, Billy Bush, Mike, and he apologizes, and Billy is just such a dick about it.
Kirstie Alley, a formidable opponent. Any regrets?
Absolutely. Poor judgment. As they say in my world of golf, bad form. I think she's accepted my apology. I wish that she has and that she would be a guest on Lopez tonight.
Weren't you a little plus-sized comic, my friend?
Well, you know, I blame my Spanx for cutting off my circulation to my brain.
That wasn't funny.
That's really why it's on at midnight.
Exactly. Very weak. And
you know what? Really, when can you just come out and go, it was a joke?
Yeah.
It's all
right. That it was a joke.
Well, she's a Scientologist, and they'll come and get you in the night.
Yeah, I believe that.
Steal you in a bag, put you taking a spank.
All right, one more.
Last one. Do you believe in Freudian slips?
Very much so.
Because this one doesn't even sound like what the lady is trying to say. She's talking about coffee, and she uses a C word for the male anatomy.
Oh, dear.
Now, of course, it's bleep, so you have to know that it's there.
All right.
But this, what is on
cup
this
cup of coffee? I see how this is going to happen.
What's on this lady's mind, Mike?
And this morning, Nancy from Sparkle has a nice addition to your next cup of Joe. Nancy, what are you working on this morning?
That's right. We're making our pistachio biscotti. Biscotti. I said it a little bit like the De Laurentiis girl might say it on the Today Show. And it does go great with coffee, and it is a wonderful chocolate biscotti. So don't go away. That's coming up on Sparkle's Green.
That's what you. Goes great with a nice big hot cup of that.
Yeah. That's the audio vault for today. We'll come back and get Buzz's news right after this ceremony. Just let it be.
Go fairy and dancing. treat for the youth streamers.
Welcome back to the Michael Mara Show. Kenny Loggins. All right, how is everybody?
You're doing all right.
How you doing, everybody?
All right, let's get Buzz's news on right here, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to get the very latest. And that now it's time for the news. Find out what's really going on. Are we all getting radiated?
No.
That's what I want to know. Here's
it's
Buzz Burbank.
Going to be fine. Thank you, Mike. And before we continue, I want to urge Rob to be sure and have the Ina Garten tape for the information for Mike.
Oh, I have it.
Oh, good. I have it right here.
We're going to get to that this week. I just want to make sure we didn't pass it.
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
How great is that?
That is.
Great lady, Mike.
Horrible.
Yeah,
I don't want to tip our hand, but you know what? Elton Brown never do that.
Tomorrow, seriously, both of Rob's things. I needed to get so much stuff on.
I know,
but tomorrow, list of Virginia Commonwealth University alumni and Ina Garten.
Heartbreaker. The news brought to you today by Netflix. It's not just movies. Most of the TV shows we talk about are available now on Netflix. You can watch them on game consoles, computers, iPhones, iPads, and iPod touches, even a TV set for just $7.99 a month. $7.99 a month now for a free trial. Click the Netflix ad on our website. Now, with Japan and Libya dominating the news, we'd almost forgotten that our own government might shut down soon. The government's been running on temporary funding for weeks now, while Democrats and Republicans were supposed to be agreeing on ways to close the budget gap.
They got that idea from watching how we run this show.
Mm-hmm.
We're running on temporary funding.
Always. Right. Always.
It. And like us, they've made only... Pay attention to those eyes.
That was my sad look.
I know. They've made only some progress so far. Democrats say they've cut $10 billion from the budget and are looking for another $20 or $25 billion more to cut.
Buzz, did you watch the 60 Minutes last night?
I did not. I still have it on the TiVo machine.
Well, they have a bit about this these offshore companies, including the company that was associated with that well that blew up out in the Gulf.
In the Gulf, yeah.
Polluted the entire Gulf of Mexico.
Right.
Now, they set up shop over in places like Switzerland.
That's nice.
And they avoid paying billions of dollars in taxes.
And also great cheese.
And it's a wonderful way to get money back, and it just sucks that these companies do that.
General Electric just posted $50 billion profit in this country, never mind their worldwide profits, even though they're headquartered here. Guess how much they're paying in taxes this year?
How much? Zero.
Not a penny. Yeah. Not one cent.
Exactly.
God, I want their account.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so Democrats have made these cuts. Republicans say it's not nearly enough. And now there's new talk of a government shutdown with a new deadline of April 8th fast approaching. The two sides are so pessimistic about meeting that deadline, they're already talking about a new temporary funding measure that would get us by till the fiscal year ends in September.
Just enough to get you by.
Exactly. Now, there was another strong earthquake in northeastern Japan this morning, setting off new warnings about aftershocks and tsunami. The water inside the Fukushima nuclear plant, meanwhile, is about 100,000 times its normal radioactivity, and officials are trying to find a way to safely extract it and store it someplace else. Only three people have been hospitalized for exposure so far, and no one has died from it. President Obama goes on TV tonight to explain why he sent U.S. planes to bomb the Libyan military. That explanation has been made tougher by Obama's own defense secretary. Robert Gates was on TV yesterday saying that Libya does not pose a threat to the U.S., nor is it a vital national interest. Tonight would be the president's first explanation of the Libyan operation since he launched it during a trip to South America 9 days ago.
You going to look at it, Mike, President Obama show?
No.
Probably not.
No, I mean,
I'll catch the highlights later.
I take it on what they said. They got involved to prevent Muammar Gaddafi from massacring his own people, which he would have done. And I'm all for that. That's fine. That's what we sent a missile over there.
I'll watch it if he has good guests. I mean, if you were to get Nathan Lane, I'd watch that.
Oh, anytime.
Well, Nathan Lane always comes to play, so to speak.
You're half right.
But he's handicapped doing his show on the East Coast. Command and control of the operation was turned over to NATO over the weekend, but the U.S. military is still very much involved. Nobody seems to know how long this might last. We're still not sure of the ultimate goal. The president may address that on TV tonight. Rebel forces in Libya are gaining ground against Muammar Gaddafi now that they're getting air and ground support from NATO. The National Cancer Institute has become the first federal agency to rule that marijuana has medical benefits. The Cancer Institute is one of many departments of the National Institute of Health. There is speculation this may force the IRS to stop pursuing medical marijuana dispensaries, and it may have an effect on the Justice Department policy as well. One in every eight prisoners in this country is locked up on a marijuana-related offense.
Who had 63 minutes into the show?
Welcome back, Mike.
Read the first two sentences of that.
The National Cancer Institute has become the first federal agency to rule that marijuana has medical benefits.
Oh, medical for treating people that are ill.
Right, exactly.
Oh, I totally agree with that.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, that's legit.
Sure.
That's. I mean, it's proven that people like with glaucoma and people that seriously are going through chemo and they want to feel, of course, I'm with you.
Yeah. Carrie's mom took it in pill form. Otherwise, she had no appetite at all.
Yeah.
And also, she bought a lot of great Pink Floyd music.
They are very good.
Kudos to Spiewak. Going through that insidious problem with family members and throwing a Pink Floyd joke in there.
Now, here in Virginia, meanwhile, moonshine is making a comeback.
I've seen it!
I've had it.
The alcohol, so have I. The alcohol beverage control folk have seized 5 illegal distilleries in just one county in just 1 month.
Yeehaw!
They seized nearly 24 stills in the last fiscal year. And finally, in Evansville, Indiana, a man was arrested on cocaine charges. In a search of this habitual offender, police found rocks of crack cocaine hidden between the man's buttocks. To put it another way, police find crack in man's buttocks. That's some fine police work there, Lou.
There you go.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Bet now, it looked more like black tar heroin.
Programming note, as much as I hate to say it, Wednesday I will not be here.
You just got back.
I know I just got back.
Well, you've earned it, Mike. Take the day.
It's a radio scheduled colonoscopy. Yes.
Those are the best.
Oh, God.
But even better, tomorrow on the show, we will be doing this show about an hour after I take my colon cleansing medication.
You will be gurgling. RJ, can we mic his stomach?
I can't.
We're going to need 2 microphones, one here and one down the hall.
Oh, dear.
Uh-oh. All right. I am not going to say that's going to happen.
But. Just in case.
And I mean, I will be. They say you have to do it 24 hours in advance of the procedure, and then you're all loopy, so I can't do the show on Wednesday.
There is one promise about tomorrow's show. Mike will not sneeze.
I will not sneeze. So stay tuned. That should be interesting. Our program today was brought to you by the Big Duff 2. Don't forget, it's our second annual golf tournament, May 21st, at Cameron Hills in King George, Virginia. It's a day of golf and hijinks, followed by our End of the World After Party. I love that name for it. At a secret location. 4 packages available. Click events at MikeOMaraShow.com for details, or call Jason directly. He's a really nice guy. 703-628-1343 to find out all about the Big Duff. That's coming up on May 21st. We want to see you out there.
See you there.
This program cannot be rebroadcast without written consent from an authorized representative of MikeOMaraShow.com. Our website is designed by PixelMeld.com. For advertising info, call Mark Ronick at 301-244-8773. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, inchworm.